You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's not Father, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good and perfect gift comes from the Father.
You're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tamika Thompson, helping to enrich your marriage.
Marriage Takeover. I'm your girl, Tamika.
I'm your boy. Say it with me. You rock, Nim.
We keep it real.
We keep it raw.
We keep it uncut.
All day.
We are Marriage Takeover. Now, listen, if you are just tuning in for the first time or tuning in on today, we do something every month, once a month, and it's kind of our live broadcast, if you will,
right.
or a vlogcast. So if you're watching this and you're like, wait, why are they all live? It's because this is our live blogcast or podcast for the month.
Thank you. Yeah, come on, baby. It's podcast.
Podcast for the month. So we are excited to be here on today. Welcome in the room. Let us know where you're checking in from. We're going to go ahead and get started with prayer.
We're going to go ahead and let Wifey go ahead and open
us
up.
I'm going to go ahead and open up.
You're going to open us up.
Yeah, y'all know how when you wake up from that Sunday morning or that Sunday nap after church and you trying to get your bearings together, y'all pray for your sister, okay?
We're still working on it. Hallelujah.
Ooh, God, we thank you. We love you. We honor you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, just for who you are, God. We thank you, God, for being our beacon of light, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for being our strength, God. We thank you, God, for being our keeper, our sustainer, Lord, our joy.
Yep.
We thank you, God, for just being the joy of our life.
Yes.
We thank you, God, for being the source of our life. And, God, we thank you, Lord, for all that you're going to do, for all that you will do, all that you have already done, God, because you've been so good.
Yeah.
You've been so faithful. You've been so kind, God. You kept us, God. You watched over us, God. Lord, you have just made ways out of no way for us, God. And for that,
come on,
Lord,
now.
We thank you.
Yes, we do, God.
God, if you don't do anything else, God, we thank you for the healing that's already taken
place.
Come on. We thank you, God, for the restoration that's already taken place.
Yeah.
God, we thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy that has already covered us up until this point in
our lives,
God. We thank you, God, for just being who you've been in our lives, for keeping us and guiding us and teaching us and covering us, God, with your blood, covering us, God, with your peace, covering us, God, with your grace, God. And we thank you, Lord, for just who you are.
Yes.
And, Lord, as we lean in, God, to pour into your people, Lord, we're just asking, God, that you would just speak, that you would have your way, that you would guide, that you would strengthen, Lord, that the homes, God, would be restored, God, that the marriages would be restored, God, that the families would be restored, God, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Lord, that the children will rise up and bless their parents because they see the shift that is taking place
in
their lives, God. That
yes, God.
The mom and the dad, the husband and the wife, Lord, will be able to rise and say, God, what must I do, God, to be saved?
Hallelujah.
What must I do, God, to be able to restore my relationship with you, God? Lord, what must I do to get out of this backslidden condition?
Come on.
God, what must I do, God, to serve you, to love you, for you to be pleased with my life?
Yes,
and
God.
So, God, as we lean in, we're asking, God, that you would have your way, that you would take over, God, that you would just move in a mighty way.
Yes, Lord.
God, we love you. God, we honor you, Lord, and we just ask,
God,
that you just have your way amongst your people,
have
God.
Your way, Father.
You be glorified, Lord. Let them see you.
Hmm.
Let them experience you, God, and not us with Marriage Takeover, not Eric and Tamika, God. But, Lord, let them experience you, God.
Yes,
you pour
Lord.
Your oil, God.
Come on now.
Into every home, God. You permeate their hearts, God. You circumcise their hearts, God.
Yes.
Allow your Holy Spirit to just saturate and to move.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
we thank
of
you,
Jesus.
God. We honor you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ooh,
amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
Y'all,
amen,
we is
amen,
here.
Amen.
Is you ready?
I'm going to tell y'all this real quick, though. There is, listen, first of all, let me just tell y'all, if you all are not in the Facebook group,
telling y'all, the best group of people.
It is a community, man. When I tell you, these people have been encouraging each other, has just been awesome.
They have been encouraging me. So
oh, my goodness.
I'm grateful for them. Really,
yeah.
I mean, it's been awesome. I appreciate every one of you guys.
Shout outs, man. So, I mean, it's just been good. So, but we're gonna go ahead and jump on in this thing. Me and wife was like, oh, my goodness, because y'all know we've been running. Y'all know we've been running. We've been running, trying to make 100.
99.
And I have
won't
do.
Dun, dun, dun.
Lord, I'm running.
Okay, baby.
I'm sorry.
Let's get together. Let's get together.
Let's get in. So, you know, real quick, I just want to, one thing I do want to say. It is very important that you take time out. I mean, time out, you know, because we received one question that was asking, you know, if we both have busy schedules, how do we find the time to actually spend with one another? Because the quality time is like lacking.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and the one thing that I can say that you have got to be intentional in your marriage, because you think about it, everything that you do, you are intentional about it. Think about it. You get up in the morning knowing that you don't want to go to work, but you get up, you're intentional with getting up to going to work. Why? Because you know if you don't go to work, guess what happens? Your check going to be a little slim. So then, therefore, if your check is a little slim, that means bill ain't going to get paid. So, therefore, if bill don't get paid, then you're going to find yourself going over to Paul. Asking Paul. But you see what I'm saying?
You said asking Paul. How you going to go over and ask Paul, boo?
Because now you got to borrow from Paul to pay bills. because you didn't want to be intentional
getting
up in the morning to going to work.
Okay.
So you got to be intentional in your marriage, spending that quality time.
Yes.
Think about it. I almost said so. You got something to add?
No, I can't pull up the comments. I was trying to pull up the comments to follow along. I can't pull it up on my feed.
That's all you got to do.
So I'm distracted because I can't pull up the comments.
See, look, there it is right there. See it? It's down. Right down. You don't see that?
Says that they're watching.
Listen,
I can't
y'all
see
the y'all see.
I'm sorry.
Y'all tell her that ain't important.
I'm distracted.
Tell them one of them got it.
Our AV will get
she
it. I just
it.
Like to see the comments when they come in.
What? They're already coming in.
Sorry, y'all. I told y'all. Y'all pray for your sister. I'm trying to get it together.
So you see, she was intentional about seeing the comments versus being intentional with the time. No, I'm messing with you.
Don't do that.
But think about it, though. So I want, do me a favor real quick. Do me a favor. And if you're watching, put it in the comments. Just answer this question. In 1 week time, in 7 days, how often, and this is just 1 through 7, you can just throw your number in there, 1 through 7, how often are you intentional with spending quality time? It doesn't matter if it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It doesn't matter, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter the amount of time, because it doesn't matter the quantity, because what matters is the quality. Because sometimes there are times where we get to going where all we got time is to sit down, whoo girl, how you doing today? But we were intentional with sitting down at the table and grabbing and eating some chips together.
Right.
Because it was just that time. Because the thing that we come to understand is that when you allow your day to get more busier, then
more busy.
Yeah, more busy than the time that you have with your spouse, then now what happens, that turns into a crack. And then if we allow that crack to stay there, what happens with most cracks? They begin to expand. Well, why do it expand? Well, because you have what is called heat and cold. Once you cool something down, I gotta use my son's analogy because he lives in Pennsylvania. And he was like, Dad, my screen, my window, it just cracked all of a sudden. I said, no, it wasn't all of a sudden. The windshield. It just cracked all of a sudden. I said, no, it wasn't all of a sudden, because what it was it was a small crack that he couldn't see. But it came in the wintertime, so therefore the window was cold. So he put boiling water on the window. What happened? It shocked it, caused it to expand quickly. And that's what caused the crack to go through his whole windshield. But that's what happened in our marriages. When we don't have them 5 minutes of quality time in your busy schedule, or them 20 minutes or whatever that case may be, when you don't have that time frame set aside of being intentional with spending that time, just to ask, hey, how you doing? I don't care if you can just be hugged up on the couch. And then you flex it on to the next.
So then let me ask this question, babe.
Ask you, baby.
So what if, right, the couples may not, so we have an audience base of lots of couples, right?
Right.
So that might be good for couples who are in a good state. What if the couples are not even talking to each other right now?
Ooh.
How do you,
ooh,
how are you, or how can you be more intentional with that time when they like, listen, look, sis, I get it, I hear it, but right now I don't even want to talk to him. I don't even want to talk to her right now.
So now you got to ask the question why you don't want to talk.
Because they don't want the drama. They don't want to go into a heated debate or a heated fellowship or an argument because that's where it rolls into.
Mm. So now you have to ask your question. You have to ask yourself this question, right? One is, how intentional am I going to be to have the joy of my marriage versus the miserableness of my marriage?
Because but it's hard to do when you're in that space.
Well, think about it. Think about when we were there.
It was hard to do. We was like,
right. It was hard. I don't feel like dealing with this shit. Oh, don't get it twisted. I was glad because we drove back. We drove all night.
I know.
And this thing was working. Everybody was tired. Mine and I, they thought I was pissed off when I woke up that morning.
Let me tell y'all. I thought I was going to have to sleep foot in it. I mean, we were leaving the hotel. So here's the deal, right? We spent a week in Puerto Rico. Amazing time. We had a good time.
It was intentional.
We came back, what was it, Sunday?
Yeah, and jumped right back on
the road
Monday.
And we were in Atlanta all week. And so we were going to come back earlier on Saturday, and we decided we wanted to wait just because the reason why we were there for it was impactful.
Baby. Yeah.
It was impactful.
Come on.
And so we wanted to stay, and so we didn't leave Atlanta until
11. 10, 11, yeah.
It was almost 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
So we're getting on the road, and we're like, okay. And now, mind you, we still got service at 9:30 this morning. So we were up at 7 o'clock. Yeah, we were up at 7 o'clock yesterday, right?
I was up at, I didn't went to bed. How about that?
No, yesterday.
No, I was up, what, 6:30?
No, because you got up late. We all got up about 7 o'clock.
Anyway, I was up 24 hours.
So we up, and then we're leaving at the end of the day, and everybody's tired. Now, mind you, we hadn't had nothing, we had breakfast. I don't think we had, the kids had lunch, but we hadn't had lunch.
Yeah, we ain't had lunch.
So, did we have lunch? What did we?
Oh, that's right. We did have lunch.
So we had had lunch, but we hadn't had dinner.
She's trying
so
to dress it up.
Snacks,
so make
right?
sure she's dressing it up for you. So
we,
check it out.
So we tired. We hot. We bothered. We in the ATL. We had the dog Buttercup. We were already a little frustrated because the hotel was hotel friendly, amazing hotel. So we had to extend the hotel an entire day because I didn't think through having the dog, who was going to keep the dog while we were at this event after checkout. So we were like, hey, listen, check out. We're good. We'll put the bags in the car, everything else. But we couldn't keep the dog in the car the whole time. So you already know that's one of his triggers, right?
Right, listen. Yeah, we'll get
so we just had
here.
To pay for a whole other day for the hotel.
And we didn't even pay in that joint.
So the dog could stay in the room.
That hotel, y'all pray
so
for me.
Then
pray for me.
We are at the end of the day getting ready to check out, putting all of the bags in the car, and they want ice cream. Now, I don't know if y'all.
Time out.
No.
Somebody lying. Somebody is lying.
So
no. She wanted ice cream.
It wasn't just me though.
Oh, you was the one I was like, oh, I gotta get this ice cream before I leave.
So mind you, we're trying to figure out now you're gonna have to stand in the long line because the ice cream was real good. So you're gonna have to stand in the long line for ice cream, and it's getting late.
That like going right around the building.
Stuff where we were staying in the area hotel where we were staying, it closed around 9-10 o'clock. So I'm like, wait a minute, we need to get food before we get on the road.
Hold on.
So he about to get on the highway.
I ain't gonna lie, I am at this point
tired.
I'm tired.
Tired.
I mean, because it was, I ain't gonna lie, it was a long week. I'm tired. So my
blood pressure going up.
Pressure rising. my meter is like getting ready to blow the top off.
He's saying all kind of stuff that he's not thinking through. He was like, wait a second. Well, why are you going to go take the dog out and not take the stuff to the car? I'm like, what are you talking about?
No.
We're going to double back around.
That was outside of my mind.
Double back around to go to the ice cream. I was like, wait a minute.
I was like, hold on. You're going to take the dog to use the bathroom across from where the car
where
is parked.
Where the parking, right.
Take a bag and put it in the car.
But I got to go and get the dog to use the bathroom first, so I'm going to be holding all these extra bags, going to take the dog to use the bathroom. Then have
all
to walk across the street.
All you need to do is take one or two bags.
I was just like, okay, listen, stop. We all tired, all right? So I had to be intentional with that time and with that space because I was like, listen, I know you're tired. I'm tired. We are all tired. So just stop.
And see, this
just
is
just stop.
And so
one of us. So when I tell y'all that, remember, I lead with my flaws, right? I ain't scared. So when I tell you that our marriage is, we have a phenomenal, wonderful marriage.
I was ready to suplex you. You would have thought we ain't never been to Puerto Rico.
But the same trials, the same different things that you're going through, we still face
it all the time.
It's just a matter of who's going to be intentional,
right.
Who's going to step up and say, wait a minute, stop.
Listen.
Just stop.
Hey, wait a minute.
So in that moment, somebody had to say, wait a second, we're not going to do this. Because I understand everybody's tired. I understand where we are, and I understand the assignment of the enemy. So what I'm not going to do is I'm not feeding into this foolishness. All right, listen, we get on the road, we go, let's not scratch the ice cream. You want me to take a bag? Let me take a bag. All right.
It was not scratch. No, that scratch of the ice cream came. You know what? You go ahead and tell
But no. I'm saying, so
tell
so what I did was I looked up the ice cream shop to see if there were any ice cream shops in our area when we got back home. I found one not too far from myself. I was like, scratch the ice cream. We can have ice cream anytime because we have one near the house. So, boom, that problem is solved. Now let's go find something to eat so we can get on the road.
Mm.
Because I'm thinking ahead.
Hold on.
By the time we get on the road, by the time we get home, it's going to be 7 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning.
And we still have church at 9:30. So something ain't going to give.
She making it sound like that was her whole no.
But it was what I was processing in my head.
Okay.
You going to tell me what I was processing.
Because she making it sound like she was actually verbalizing what was in her head.
I said because my thought process, which is what's going on in my head.
That's what it was. So, yeah.
But I'm going to tell y'all, he almost got sweet foot.
Hey, listen.
I'm going to tell you.
Listen. But
I can't see the comment.
I'm on.
Where the comment?
She was saying that it's very important. You know, she was saying that since the challenge, they have learned that to talk and put quality time in their marriage.
Yes.
And not allow any argument to keep friction in their household, whether they want to talk about it or not. Let's grow up.
Sweet.
And that's where it comes because. Last night, that one up. I'm going to be honest with you. Because like I said, I'm right here. I'm right here. Then she was like,
was heated,
this is how she said it. She was like, so we going to get on the road and we ain't going to get
another easy. You know how you get angry, right? You already tired. It's late. You already know that it's getting later and later. So once you get on the highway, your choices and your options of food is limited.
Why
so I'm like, wait a second.
Why sound like you trying to figure yourself?
So we going to get on the road and we ain't getting nothing to eat? Like, help me to understand what's about to take place right now.
Hey,
because I don't want to be upset all the way home.
You was already upset.
I was tired.
You was already upset. I was up. Are we just going to get on the road and not get us up to eat?
I was not popping and rolling the neck.
I said, hold on. Ladies, I'm going to tell y'all right now.
You will not say that that's what I was. I was not doing that.
Yeah. Y'all need to make sure y'all register for Tone U. Yeah. But you have to be in the membership in order to register for Tone U.
Oh,
first.
My God.
So I'm like, girl, are you? I said, you know what? Because I knew my meter was already right here. So I just took a deep breath and said, where do you want to eat?
And then I was like, I just want something. And I, like...
That's a lie.
They knew where some of the restaurants were, right, around the area. So I'm like, well, where was Zaxby's? Oh, that's way back there.
That's 10 miles back the other way.
Let's find some place, you know what, we'd have said the name of the place. They ain't giving us no money.
That's cool. I don't care. It was good.
So we went and we, our daughter pulled it up and was like, hey, it's this way. Now, y'all, it was out the way of where we were trying to get to the highway.
Well, actually, it turned out not being.
It actually ended up being by the, what's it called?
But your brother was
I was not. I was quiet. I was not
You was
going
not
home.
Quiet.
I
man,
was quiet.
Man, all the way out the way.
I was like, man. I said, you know what? Because then my kids came to mind, my baby girl, because she was working hard. Right after
was.
We paid off our ABC.
I know.
And so I was like, you know what? Forget it. Let's go. We just going to eat because I could have gone all the way home pissed off. I could have gone all the way home pissed off.
So,
and I'm sitting there, Joe, and I'm like, you know what? Let's just go ahead and get something to eat. So then, right, I'm sorry. We got to tell you the whole story so you can understand it's intentional for you. So I pull up to the mine again. This just happened less than 12 hours, right? I'm at the right time?
Yeah.
No, less than 16 hours.
Yeah.
So I pull up to the drive-thru, and I'm like, so I'm ordering food for everybody. Me and the drive-thru don't really get along.
You and any restaurant, the drive-thru.
Yeah, I was frustrated. And it was like, listen, this is what he said. Before I even wrote the window down, he said, listen. Everybody.
I'm sorry.
Y'all got to excuse us.
Oh, my goodness.
So she was like, I'm sorry.
I gotta
You can't take no bathroom break. You can't be.
Stop it. Listen, laugh.
Y'all hear the people backstage tell me, listen.
Stop it. We laugh. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. We're going to get jumped off if we're going to tell the story. So,
oh, my goodness.
Can you hold it or you need to take a break?
I don't know. Stop making me laugh.
Y'all going to have to excuse her.
Oh, my God.
Y'all gonna have to excuse her real quick.
No.
So go ahead.
Go ahead. Stop making me laugh.
So we
oh my God.
So we get to the drive-thru, right? And she's saying, listen, keep it simple. So I did that. I kept it simple. I ordered a chicken sandwich. She ordered a chicken sandwich. And then I looked at the kids, asked what they wanted. So they said what they want. Then they had questions. So therefore, I had to ask my questions. What she say? Oh, my God. Can you just keep it simple? I said, first off, what are you talking to? You know what you're talking to. But I was like, you know what?
I was going to say that.
Okay. And so then I was like, so I ordered me a chicken sandwich. And then I ordered me what the kids got. So I was like, yeah, here she go. You don't need all that. Wait a minute. I told you. Listen, told you.
I did not say it like that.
I might have over-exaggerated.
Yeah.
Just a small piece.
Oh, my gosh. I did not say it like that.
And so, anyway, we got it. And the next thing I know, so we got it. But because of all of this stuff that we're dealing with, understand, If you were in a challenge, you understand when we were talking about the triggers,
right,
and whatnot. So you have to already be on notice to know your triggers,
right?
Because understand this, and this is what a lot of us don't understand, is that when adversity hits, adversity brings out the real you.
And not only that, the enemy comes in not when you're strong and not when you're at your strongest. It's when you're at your weakest. It's when you're tired, when you're frustrated. Ooh, I don't even have my rings on. When you're tired.
Everybody, me neither. I'm sorry.
When you're tired.
But we are still one in the spirit.
When you're tired and when you're frustrated is when the enemy comes in to creep in.
Right. And remember, we were talking about when you have that small crowd.
Right.
A lot of
you're listening to Marriage Takeover with Eric and Tim.
We're not intentional at looking at how our marriage is as a whole.
Right.
And up, man, listen.
But we said all that to say somebody had to have the intention to stop and say, wait a second.
Right, right.
And so my question is, who is that going to be in your marriage?
Right.
I know you probably said, I'm tired of always being the big one. I'm always tired of being the one to step up. I'm always tired of trying to, you know, hold things together. Okay, hey, listen, I get it. But if you really want your marriage to work, it's a self-journey. It's a self-work. And so you have to make sure that you are being more
intentional,
and focused about what you want your outcomes to be.
There you go.
Because in order for you to be able to have those outcomes, you have to do something different. Because the reality is what you've been doing isn't working.
Right.
And so then the question that I have as we're working and we're focusing on the intentional and being intentional is, hey, listen, when that takes place, somebody got to stop. Somebody got to realize, okay, listen, wait a second. I'm sorry. I was tired.
My bad.
I was tired. But how can we move forward from this? How can we help each other out so that the next time it takes place,
Say that again. What'd you say? I'm sorry, but how can we move forward?
Yeah.
Because what happened? Everybody be trying to stay stuck in that place. No. The apology has already happened.
Right. And it's important to
I'm sorry, I made you leave your train of thought.
You did. It's all good. That's okay. But it's important to understand that. How can we move forward? And when we're moving forward, how can we make sure that we're supporting one another in that moving forward?
Mm.
Because as we're moving forward, because I'm telling y'all, so the reality with us was because of the travel. The reality with us, I mean, every day last week, from Wednesday to
Wednesday. Girl, we was in Puerto Rico on Tuesday.
No. This past week.
Oh, okay.
It looks like the thing was interrupted. Are we still live?
I'm still live.
Oh, mine says we were interrupted.
Oh, that was because yours might be on something different.
Oh, so we from the time we got in on Monday.
Break it down, baby.
Into Atlanta, and we settled down, and we kind of relaxed Monday and kind of Tuesday-ish. But Wednesday through Saturday, early mornings,
to late nights.
We were up 6:30, 6:45 in the morning, getting started with our day, and we weren't ending the day until like midnight.
Yeah.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Then we're getting on the road. So guess what the enemy decided to do? Try to come in and offer that opportunity, plant that seed, because he already knew. So I'm going to add tired and I'm going to add hungry.
And
it's hot.
And oh my God, it was hot.
Three combinations.
It was at night and it was hot. Sorry.
It was just like, here's the opportunity. And we think about it and it's so small.
Yeah.
But it could blow up to be something so big. So y'all saw how we was laughing at it. He about to have me sit up here in this chair and use the bathroom on myself. But it's that simple.
I done peed on myself.
Right. So think about, right. I can't even get up at this point. Because you know how when you laugh so hard, you get up and try to go to the bathroom, you might not make it.
In a moment.
So listen, I just like to be real, y'all. So think about that in your marriage right now where you are.
Right now, and you know the funny thing is, though, because one thing, I see a testimony because I actually see a couple right now that's on there, and, you know, and I see the husband, which I'm still waiting on you to call me. I ain't going to throw your name out there. You know who you are.
He's trying to let you. Now, had you called today, though, bro? I don't know if it. See, you were asleep today.
I was knocked out.
Yeah,
after church, I was gone. But the thing is that because you got to remember, if you do not have a hold of your triggers or understanding your ish, that's what I'm saying, because your marriage, remember, What we said that your marriage is gonna cause you to look at you, not your spouse, but you. And so in that moment my boiling point was getting there, hers it was one more thing and it probably would have popped off. But what I'm saying is that if you have not been able to confront yourself,
yeah.
With what you did, because that's how now, because then this is because I know me, I can be patient with me. And if I can't be patient with someone else, then I have to look at me. Why am I responding the way that I may respond during the midst of adversity?
Right.
And so remember, you got tired, hungry, so that brings about frustration. that brings on all the other crap that frustration brings on. So right. Now you got all this stuff going on. It's like, dang. But it's like, you know what? Hold on. Let's take a deep breath. Let's take a deep breath. Because on top of that, she's trying to tell me how to drive. And I'm like, I see it. No,
y'all,
you don't. What you
y'all,
mean?
Y'all know them backseat drivers?
At this time, I say, listen,
I am
know
the
what?
Worst backseat driver.
So I'd be like, do you want to drive? Do you want to drive?
I try. I am the worst backseat driver.
If you want to drive, here you go.
I've gotten a lot better, but I am the worst backseat driver. So what I try to do, because I realize, and it stems from the control.
Right.
It's a trigger from the control. It's a trigger from wanting to be able to control the outcome. And so because I'm clear about that, what I try to do is whenever we're driving, if we're not having a conversation, I try to put my headphones in. I try to do something to occupy my time, because if I don't, hey, you see this? Stay on the road.
Oh, my God.
Hey, babe, slow
listen,
down. Babe,
I,
speed
you know what I told her.
And I realize that it's a trigger for me.
Aren't you sleeping?
And so how we're supporting one another is, ain't you sleepy?
Yeah.
And when I know I hear that, I'd be like, all right, I'm getting on the nerves.
I want to say something
shift.
Else, but
let me shift.
This is a rated G show.
No. You rated G?
Can't you tell sleep, leave me alone.
What?
But that's the thing. And so understand this. And so when you, because at the same time, and this, I think this is the one piece that we always forget, even though, yes, this is our spouse, but it's also, this is our real. So how do I talk to myself?
Right.
Because do you know that your spouse is literally a reflection of you? If you're willing to be, how can I say it, unintentional to make changes to better you, then what are you really doing? I like what we said in the comment. It's like, yo, like she was saying earlier, yeah, let's move forward. Okay, the issue has happened. We've apologized. So now, guess what? Now let's move forward.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so it's been good. It's good because now you just said, hey, we have just come over this hurdle.
Right.
Now
right.
we can push on to the next.
Right, right. Vincent said, don't trust it. Listen, I'm going to have to get up when the broadcast go off. So I wanted to insert this as well, because you have to also be mindful of the intentions of the heart.
Right.
Right. So when we're talking about the intentions and the intent of the marriage, remember we said everything about your marriage is a self journey.
It is.
So when you think about the intention of the heart and knowing that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, understanding that if your heart is impure, everything stemming from your life then is impure.
Right. Woo.
So when you think about that, Matthew 12:34, I'm going to read the NIV, but if you can get the King James version, babe, that would be good too.
I got to get some help from my
So Matthew 12:34, and I think we're going to go down to,
what did that say?
37, actually. It says, you brood of snakes, how could evil men like you what is good and right?
Mm.
For whatever is in your heart determines what you say.
Mm-hmm.
A good person produces good things from the treasury of a good heart. And an evil person produces evil things from the treasury of an evil heart. And I tell you this, you must give an account on judgment day for every idle word you speak.
Come on.
The words you say will either acquit you or condemn you.
Come on.
So think about that as you're moving forward in even your how you communicate in the midst of
right.
you being upset, how you communicate in the midst of you being tired.
Right.
I'm telling you, we may not always think about these things because we're heated and we're in the moment.
Right.
But as you start to practice this thing, as you start to work this thing out, think about that. What is inside of my heart? I know that I love him. I know that I'm not, you know, that I want to make sure that he's well. I know all these things. So when you're in those moments and so let that help you to decide, wait a second, let's stop. Let's regroup. I understand we're tired. I understand we're hungry.
Right.
How can we move forward? What are the problems that we need to solve right now to get over this hump?
Right. And that's where you gotta be intentional. So me, you know, I like how King James, you know, there's certain things I like the way you like the way it sounds based
right.
on the translation. And when you break it all down, sometimes you know. Anyway, but when you're looking at it, it says, "O generation of vipers, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And the one thing that I've always said was that adversity will literally bring out what's in your heart.
Right.
Why? Because if you're having a heated conversation, guess what? What's in your heart is going to come out. Then they say you're saying, "Oh, my God, I didn't mean that." Yeah, you did, because it was in your heart.
Right.
Because if it was not in your heart, you would have never said it.
And the danger in you holding things in and not effectively communicating with your spouse is, remember when we were talking about, for those of you who missed the challenge, I don't know what you were doing or how you got your life together, but that Renew My Marriage challenge, God poured out.
Yes, he did.
And so in that challenge, we were talking about when you go through your BS, your belief statement, your belief system, when you go through your belief system, that BS, and you start to play this picture in your mind based off of your own perceptions, based off of what you grew up with, based off of how you saw your grandmother or your aunt or your mom or whoever doing whatever, then you start to play this picture in your mind. So when you keep it in and you don't effectively communicate with your spouse, once you get to the point to where you can no longer hold it in,
yeah,
all that coming out.
Yeah.
And so now this stuff has been harbored up in your heart, and now you got to start chiseling away at all these different things that are probably not even true anyway.
Right.
It's because we've allowed the enemy to come in and to deceive us.
Right.
All these thoughts, all these things, and we play this Emmy Award-winning movie inside of our mind, inside of our brain, and we start to live that thing out.
Right.
So once you get to the top of the top and you can no longer take anymore, and you looking at divorce attorneys and you calling all of these different people because you've already played this story in your head that's probably not even true.
Right.
So now you started to have a new growth or a new things rooting inside of your heart,
right,
that shouldn't even be there anyway.
Right.
And now everything that you do, everything that you produce is off of this made-up story, mm-hmm. made-up movie that's now harboring inside of your heart.
Off of made. And you know, and that's the funny thing, because the only power that the enemy has is the power of suggestion. And so, therefore, he brings a suggestion, and then what we do, we receive it because at that point it sounds good.
Right.
When we receive it, that's when we just did wrong. We can rebuke that suggestion. Why? Because he told us that he has given us dominion power.
And I'm going to tell you what the enemy does. When he does that, when you do that, when those certain things come up like that, what happens is he'll try to make you see certain things,
right? That ain't even
that will try to confirm the story that you didn't already made.
Put
up
in your head, exactly.
And tell you what he do.
And he's been the director,
right?
Why? Because it was so funny because
made him the executive director, not just the director, the executive,
right?
The one who was funding the movie,
funded the movie,
right?
Then directed the movie,
right?
And you bought into the movie,
right?
Come on. Honey, look at it. Because even in 35, it says a good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good tidings.
Right.
And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil tidings. So what is he's letting them know. It's like, yeah, whether you good or evil, it's to steal the treasures of the heart.
Right.
And so... And therefore, that means that, you know what? Let me really think about what suggestion or what movie is trying to play in my mind to throw me off from this very situation.
Right.
Because I ain't gonna lie, when I was sitting at the window, it was, I can respond or I can keep quiet.
Right. It's always a choice. It's always a choice.
And that's what I did. I chose to keep quiet because that's the thing. A lot of times we always want to respond when it does not even require a response.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I want to say, I'll be honest with you. for us, when we begin to work through it, it was, I recognized, because I copied off of her, she recognized she didn't have to respond.
Yep.
But her body language did all the responding, so I had to let her know, like, listen, Slim, I'm saying that you ain't responding, but you responded with your face.
I was
so
not.
So I need you to get your face together.
I was
fix
not.
Face.
I was not.
Fix your face. But you know, I, you know, because, but that's the story that we tell ourselves.
Right.
That's the story that we end up receiving. Yeah, she ain't listen. She cursing you out right now. Look at her face.
Right.
What? What do you mean? Her face still look the same. You see what I'm saying? Why? Because the enemy wants to keep you divided. Why? Because if he can keep you on one accord, see, listen, let me show you. This is the trigger of the enemy, right? So this is what happened. So what he do, he talk to the one that's weaker first.
Right.
Because once he get to the one that's weaker, because guess what? Everybody ain't the weak one. Every man is not the strong one. Every woman is not the weak one. When I talk about meaning mentally stable, if you will.
Right.
Because you got to have
mentally
that.
Mentally and spiritually in that moment.
Thank you.
Yeah.
In that moment. Because when you look at it, girl, I almost started teaching.
Go ahead and
but
teach, baby.
When you look at it, the serpent spoke to Eve. I think it's in Peter when it says that the woman is what? The weaker vessel. So in the day of creation, this is what I believe. This is what I believe. Say it with me. This is what Eric believes. Because Adam had the word spoken to him. Eve had the word. She received the word by the seed. God told me, I don't know. So there was a question. There was a question within Eve on what is really on the tree.
Right.
Because Adam already knew, do not touch. So anytime Adam had to rake around it, because he had to tend the garden. In his mind, listen, that I don't need that.
And
why?
It didn't matter what was on the tree. He knew, don't touch it.
He knew not to touch it. So he said he's tending the garden. But now you got Eve questioning, what is this on the tree? See, right there, the moment of wonder is where the enemy begins to creep in.
Right. Ooh. Or doubt, or...
The moment, yeah. Say it again, baby.
Or doubt, disbelief, curiosity. Yeah.
He can only move on the seed.
Right.
So now he done crept in and ask the question and say, oh, I can't, and then have a conversation with Eve.
Right.
See, a lot of people say that Adam was standing by close. Me, I don't know. I couldn't judge where he is.
Don't be giving up for Adam.
But anyway,
he's in the eight regardless.
Yeah, I'm get there. Give me a minute.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is that because the word was given, and if you want me to go into scripture, say go into scripture. I'll show you. And so because the word was given to Adam, Eve hadn't been created.
Right.
So now we're in the moment of where now the enemy is talking to the weaker vessel.
Right.
Why? Because of the curiosity that she had. Well, dang, I wonder what is really on this tree. I know I'm not supposed to eat it, but why can't I eat this? Come on, you know how we get into it.
Right, right.
Also, why she got to be acting funky? It wasn't nothing but why he got to be acting funky? It wasn't nothing but,
dang, man, shoot, why she got to be acting like,
you see what I'm saying? We right. get into the, instead of wondering, all you got to do is take a minute, take a deep breath and say, hey, babe, answer this for me. Why you do XYZ? Because the moment that you have the curiosity,
right,
or the moment you begin to have these moments, these are when the enemy creeps in. Why? Because it brings in a certain doubt.
Right.
It brings in a certain issue. So now it's like, dang. So now he's having this conversation with Eve, and what she do? Oh, let me bite of it. Because remember, the word was given to Adam, but it was also given to Eve, but it's given to Eve by way of the seed.
Right.
And so then therefore, when she took of it, nothing happened.
Right.
Why? Because she was created from Adam. So now, nothing was going to happen now, but when Adam gave in and was disobedient to the word, because what happened? She gave Adam a curiosity.
Right. Right.
See, everybody want to blame Eve. It wasn't Eve's fault.
Right.
If you ask me, fellas, I know y'all might shoot me later, but cool. I'm cool with it. But you look at it. Nothing happened with Eve.
Right.
This was a funny thing. Adam still, if Adam had said no, I believe he still could have saved Eve.
Right. That's good.
But see, that's the thing.
Because he was the one covering her.
Exactly.
Come on.
Sometimes we as men, we don't even know who we are in our own house. You tell you, that time we was laying in bed. She was talking on the phone with some, these was in our early years, with some old, let's just say it was a gossiping spirit came. I said, hang that phone up.
It was a prayer call, y'all.
Yeah, I said, that'd be the last time you had that one. And I told her, I'll hang the phone up.
It was a prayer call.
And she says, okay, y'all, no, don't even tell them bye.
Yeah.
Hang the phone up.
Yeah.
And I mean, she put the phone up and was like, what's wrong with you? I said, don't you ever join in all that gossiping.
Right.
And she sat back and thought about that thing. She said, dang, I got sucked in that quick. Yes.
I'm telling you, and it was a group of prayer call. It was six. It was a 6 o'clock in the morning prayer call with a group of
people,
leaders, and from the church. And it that quickly had turned into.
Hang it up.
Yeah.
That's not prayer. You see what I'm saying? Why? Because I cannot allow the enemy to take a crack to take in another crack. Because if I allow that to take place, God is going to look at me.
Right, right, right.
But see, but that's a lot of times, a lot of us don't really know who we are in our home. So I'm going to tell you right now, listen, fellas, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, if you really want to get into that thing, you got to go check it out. Go get into the membership. Because we're going to break it down. We're going to break it down. Why? Because the very moment that I begin to understand who I am in my home, that's when I begin to be intentional.
Right.
And the funny thing is, I was able to tell when I was not intentional. What do you mean by that? Because crap began to fall apart.
Right.
Am I?
Right.
And you're like, why is this happening? I told her, I said, dang it, because I was not intentional.
Yeah. And being intentional with your time.
Yeah.
Hey, love, being intentional with your time, right? What are you, how are you safeguarding your time, right? It is good for you to go and to have and to take care of yourself, right? Just be careful that doesn't turn into an everyday thing. That doesn't turn into you're always gone from the house and now your husband and your family feels neglected because you're no longer there.
Right.
Right? Just make sure that it doesn't turn into that, but you need self-care. Right? So just make sure that you are intentional with your time. Listen, after this week, I am so much more focused and intentional with my time and who I allow to come into the space of my time.
Ooh, come on.
Because what we're doing is we're giving people our time that don't even deserve it.
Because they don't even value you.
They don't value you. They don't value what you bring to the table. They don't even, some of them don't even celebrate you.
Don't even celebrate you.
So why are you giving and pouring into this time with all these different people? And if you're saying, well, wait a second, that's my spouse. Well, even if that's your spouse right now, I'm going to challenge you to say, God, help me so that you can see and show me what my spouse is going through. Because there's something that he or she is going through right now that I don't see right now with my physical eyes. So, God, allow me to see spiritually what it is they're going through. And, God, allow me, give me the wisdom, give me the strength, give me the courage, give me the Holy Spirit to teach me and to guide me so that as they're going through this thing that, God, I can truly be their help me.
Right.
That I could truly pour into them.
Right.
That I can truly stand in the gap and pray for them.
Right.
That I can truly stand in the gap and provide them with what some of those things that I could maybe even take off their plate.
Right.
Because sometimes they don't understand how to communicate what they're going through.
Right.
Especially for the men, and so they're suffering in silence. And for the women, what we do is we keep it, we bury it, and we keep it moving because we understand that if we give up, that if we stop, stuff don't move.
Come on. You saying something now. So
what I challenge you to do is to be intentional with your relationship with God. God, help me, cleanse me, let me see what you see.
Right.
Because right now I can only see what I see.
Right.
So help me, God, to see what you see.
Right. So, ooh, child, that is, girl, you is on it. So I'm gonna tell y'all real quick, man. So check it out. If you're not in the Marriage Takeover Facebook community, man, I'm trying to tell you, group.
Yeah, it's in the group. The group, y'all. The group is all the way live, all the way. I mean, our people. Can I just?
Well,
I don't want to cry.
We on the podcast.
I know. I don't want to cry, but
it's
they
a podcast.
Are phenomenal.
Just say, hey, thank
I
you.
Just want to say they are
so,
phenomenal. I thank you guys so much.
So if you're not
each
in the
every
group,
one of you all.
So if you're not in the Facebook group, because Tuesday we're going to be live in the group, because we're going to be asking you all a few. I think we've already asked like one or two questions. So
we sent the questions
and we
out,
want
so.
We actually want you to respond. I'm sitting here thinking about should it just go ahead and be
like
we send out the Zoom link.
Yeah, so that way we can all talk to each other.
Right.
We might do that.
So
I'll drop that in the group.
Yeah, we're going to drop. Yeah, boo, that sounds real good. And so, because there are literally a lot of things that we're getting ready to roll out. Because I'm going to tell you right now.
But here's the thing. We want to be intentional.
Right.
Right. We don't want to just do it just because we think that this is what you guys want. We want to make sure that we're being intentional about what it is you need, what it is you want. And being able to pour those things
right
out for you all.
Because there is a lot that we have recognized.
Yes.
And so, and therefore, we want to make sure that every marriage has been proof.
Hashtag no marriage left behind.
We want to make sure that every marriage has been proof. P-R-O-O-F-E-D. Proof. Meaning what? Come hell or high water, your marriage is still going to stand.
Marriage strong.
It doesn't matter. So those things are getting ready to roll out. So it does not matter where you're at. It doesn't matter where you're at.
Right.
But it's all on how intentional are you going to be. And so I really encourage and hope everybody come in, be on that because it's gonna be hot. It's gonna be.
Mr. Say all the way live. That's right. We're gonna be all the way live.
So man, I'm just trying to tell y'all because the one thing that I recognized on this morning, even though we started acting like Rams again, was that how quick y'all listen. Have you ever had a disagreement? Keep on 100. An argument with your spouse and able to laugh about the very thing a couple minutes later. Like, literally, we just woke up from a nap and y'all just started sitting here laughing about
Listen,
it.
We good now.
You know what I mean?
I done been fed and I got some sleep. I'm good.
So, you know what I mean? Because not everything, and it's like, oh my God.
Right.
Cause that's what we're talking about. If you remember what we were talking about, it's that cycle of crazy.
Right.
Because what we do, we try to hold on to those things when it's
right.
not even necessary.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like, man, you know, I mean, it was hilarious. I ain't going to lie, sitting back looking at
Listen,
it now.
Stop.
It was
I
hilarious.
Said,
so, I'm going to leave it alone.
It.
But I know because we're actually getting ready to close because this is a podcast. And also, if you do not have our podcast, it's Marriage Takeover. It's on Spotify. Apple,
yeah.
Where all podcasts are located.
Are available. Make sure you go on, you subscribe, you connect, hit that notification button, and also leave a review. Give us some stars and leave a review.
Give us a 5 stars, now. I don't care. Give us 5. If you feel it was a 1, give us a 5.
And share it as well.
And share it with the friends.
Yeah, and share it.
Hey, and also, listen, I'm going to say this real quick. Also, I'm so serious. Tone University, women, but you got to be in the membership. We're rolling out a membership. All you got to do is go to marriagetakeover.com products/products.
I think it's in the courses.
Oh, I'm sorry. Courses.
Yeah.
/courses. Get in the membership. Fellas, oh, my God. You get in this membership, God dog it. Woo! Listen, I'm going to put it to you like this. Nah. I tell you what. Get in, men, we do what we do. All right? You feel me? All right. So, but yeah, That's pretty much it. So
don't forget tomorrow, and we gotta do a better job. I guess we'll figure that out, how we can do our schedule on the Facebook group so that you all know everything that's going on, from our prayer calls to the conversations, as well as the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure that I can lean in and try to get that done this week, so that way at least everybody knows that you can schedule it.
I know. Y'all was like, yo, y'all surprised me with this.
I know.
My bad.
Remember, Monday morning, 9 a.m., we do our prayer. I don't care where we are in the world. We're going to get on and make sure that we have that prayer call with everyone. So if you have a specific prayer request.
That's 9 o'clock Eastern time. So those of you in Texas, 8 o'clock for you.
Yes.
Depending on what's there. 8 o'clock for you. Praise the Lord. Those of you in California, sit.
Right. So just let us know if you have specific prayer requests. You can put that inside of the Facebook group, or you can email us info@marriagetakeover.com. And then every Thursday, 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we do kitchen conversations.
Yes.
And then every –
Yes, the email address, info@marriagetakeover.com.
Right. And then our podcast is every fourth Sunday of the month.
Yeah.
And we release it after we go live. We release it onto the podcast that Monday. So it'll be available on the podcast tomorrow.
So, yeah, the podcast is going to be live, man. This is cool. So, yeah, but those of you that's in the Facebook group, you're going to get a whole lot more detail because, man, listen, if you're in the group, oh, yeah, we make sure that you are marriage strong and marriage proof.
Right. And we heard you as well with the groups for visiting different places. So we're going to talk about that as well on Tuesday night as well, so we can make that happen, bring that to full circle.
All righty.
So our time is almost up, you guys.
Yes,
you want to go ahead and pray?
We thank you for your time.
Our time
is almost up. We're going to go and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for this time, this moment. Father, we thank you. Remember, she's supposed to open and close. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, honey.
Am I?
Yes, yeah. We said it in the beginning. Was anybody here at the beginning that heard that? Yeah, she's going to open and close.
I don't think I got nothing.
Yep, there it is. Yeah.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, we thank you, God. We honor you. We bless your name just because you're a righteous God. We thank you, God, just because you're such a good God. We thank you, Lord, for who you are.
Yes.
And we ask, God, that you would just give us the wisdom that we ask, Holy Spirit, activate, God,
yes.
Jesus, so that we can get out of this cycle of crazy in our marriage.
Mm.
Lord, that you would show us, God, how we can intentionally guard our heart, protect our heart, and then also, God, making sure that we don't allow those things that should not be in our heart to consume us,
yes.
Take us over, God, so that we don't display those things in our marriage,
yes.
Display those things in our life, and, God, that we don't display those things before you. Although we know that you are a gracious God, you are a forgiving God, you are a loving God, we're asking, Lord, now, God, just for the strength and the courage to be able to yield to your will for our life, to be able to yield to yield to your spirit in our hearts, in our mind, and in our marriage, God.
Yes.
Lord, increase our faith, God, that
increase,
we can trust
God.
You
yes.
The more when it comes to our marriage, when it comes to our lives, when it comes to serving you and honoring you, God, and living for you, God. And, Lord, we just thank you, God, for how you're changing us.
Mm.
We thank you, God, for how you're teaching us.
Yes.
We thank you, God, for your deliverance over our lives.
Yes.
God, we thank you, God, for how you're just continuing to cover us and to keep us, God. We thank you, God, for the restoration of our hearts, the restoration of our lives, the restoration, God, of our souls, God, the restoration of our wounds, God, the restoration, God, that you're bringing forth, God, over every area of our life, God, the renewing of our mind, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for all of that, God, and we thank you, God, to be able to see the evidence and the fruit of God throughout everything that we do, God, in our marriage, in our home, how we parent, God. How we love each other.
Yes.
How we love our enemies, God.
Yeah. Come on, girl.
We thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord,
we
God.
We honor you, Lord, for just you being such an amazing God.
Yeah.
And we ask, Lord, that as we leave, and for everybody who is represented here, everybody who will listen, everybody who will hear, God, every household that will be represented, that, God, you would cover, that,
yes.
God, you would strengthen, that,
yes.
God, you would guide, that, Lord, you would just continue, Lord, to have your way in their lives. In the mighty name
of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, that you will restore.
Yes, God.
God, that you will rebuke and restore what the cankerworm has tried to eat up, God.
Yes.
That there be no lack in the name of Jesus.
No lack in the name of Jesus.
That, God, you would have your way, God, in their lives.
Yeah.
That you would continue, God, to help them to understand that they are vessels for you, God.
Yes.
That everything that they do, God, is because of the assignment that is on their life.
Yes, Lord.
We honor you, God.
Yes, we do, God.
We ask, God, that you continue to have your way in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hey, we love you.
This your boy,
you
rock them.
It's your girl, Tamika.
We'll see you later.
Signing out.
Thank you for tuning in to Marriage Takeover. Connect with us on Facebook at Marriage Takeover.